There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll hit the two NBA games that we have tonight with Aaron Renning, professional sports bettor Dynamite on the NBA. It was a little odd last night with all these meaningful and impactful game sixes, NBA and the NHL, Pauly. Then all of a sudden, oh, that's right, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock out here on the West Coast. We got to pay attention to the NFL, and they just, it's a circus act,
yep,
is what it is.
Yep. Well, you did have the epic game six between the Leafs and Lightning, but Miami was up 20, and then Boston was crushing Carolina as well. But,
yeah.
I understand with the timing, too, but they did. I am pleasantly surprised by the Monday night schedule, which when you go out and get Buck and Aikman, there's been so many dogs over the years. Like, why is this game on? Then that's been a problem with the why Monday Night Football's gone downhill.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, they get to pick the best games, and Monday night, you say, like, oh, no, this is on. But other than the Giants do get a Monday night game, but they do play Dallas. They go back-to-back AFC West games later in the year. You have Rams 49ers. Good observation by the person who pointed that out, that they both teams meet before week 9.
Yeah, so.
Oh, that's a bad job.
So think about this. Two of the best teams in the NFC, certainly in that division, and it came down, the drama last year and how that unfolded in week, 18 now, and into the playoffs, it was so intense. This year, both teams, they had to get both games out of the way by week 8. They're done.
There's only a couple so-so games on paper, which Bears-Patriots.
This is Monday night you're talking about.
Monday night, sorry. Okay, yep. Bears-Patriots, Washington-Philly. Maybe Pittsburgh-Indy.
Well,
which it's not a bad game, but that's considering you don't know what Pittsburgh's going to be this year. But other than that, there are just some heavyweight battles like the Rams and the Packers and the Bills and the Bengals. The doubleheader week 2, Rams 49ers, the AFC, Browns Bengals. So, I mean, this is rare. Every year it's like, oh my God, Monday night. What has happened on Monday Night Football? It used to be the point going back when we were doing local radio too. All these salespeople used to be, oh, we got to sell the Monday night. You got to be out. Got to host some party somewhere. Then that completely changed to, no one really cares
because
the schedule's so bad anymore. Yeah. Right.
Okay, so then name me the first week Sunday night game. It's going to come out of the gates. You're going to know when it is, but we really don't have that many Sunday night games that are duds. They consider the opening night a Sunday night game. So it's Thursday night football, Sunday night, whatever. It's Bills, Rams. You know that already. Buccaneers, Cowboys in week 1. In week two on Sunday night, I'm not so sure about this one. Bears-Packers?
That's enough already. You don't have to put it on every single year.
It's a 100-year rivalry.
No.
Okay. Niners-Broncos in Denver week three. Chiefs-Buccaneers in Tampa week four.
Ridiculous.
Week five, Bengals at Ravens.
Good game.
Week six, Cowboys at Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Week seven, Steelers at Dolphins.
That's potential, though.
It does.
Miami could be a playoff team. Yeah.
Okay, week eight, like you want to go to bed early once on a Sunday night? Forget about it because the Packers play the Bills in Buffalo. Bills are 4-point favorites in that game. The following week, Titans at Chiefs. Chargers at 49ers. Bengals at the Steelers, Patriots at the Vikings. That's that Thanksgiving night game that they qualify. Packers at Eagles. Week 13 has Colts-Cowboys, Sunday night schedule. Chiefs-Broncos, to your point, anytime they wanted to consider anything, just put an AFC West game on there. Patriots at the Raiders. Sunday night, Christmas, Buccaneers at the Cardinals. And then week 17, Rams at the Chargers. The Sunday-Monday night combo this year is phenomenal. So they did a great job there. This is me speaking. I'm a little disappointed in the Thanksgiving Day games that I talked about earlier. I'm surprised the Bills are only laying 8 against Detroit. I thought it would have been much higher than that. The week one numbers now, they popped right away last night. And you knew about this one because this game was leaked already. Buffalo at the Rams. Rams, the champs are laying 1 against the Bills. Again, tells you all you need to know about this Bills power rating.
Yeah, and the Bills were probably the best team in the league last year. Just, 10 seconds.
Sure.
What the hell are you doing?
The Ravens are 4 at the Jets week one.
Yeah, I'll take the Ravens. I expect the Ravens to go worst to first. But, okay, you had a hell of a draft. But Wilson has to prove it, and now the Jets have to go out and prove it as well.
Yeah.
That's too low to me. Don't you agree? That's too low. 4.
I bet the Ravens last year on Monday night out here against the Raiders, they got beaten overtime. But that Raiders team turned out to be a playoff team. The Jets are going to be what? Bottom 5 teams in the AFC again this year, probably?
Well, the schedule's so tough on paper. Which, I know, don't go by what happened. Go by this year's win totals.
Yeah.
Not by, but still, that's... I can't believe they start out with all 4 teams in the AFC North.
Yeah.
How bizarre is that?
My initial reaction was, well, hold on a second here. Baltimore might be one of the best teams in football again this year. The Jets could be a bottom feeder yet again. And it's 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
You see what Jacksonville tweeted? Say hello to Wentz again or something like that to Washington?
No, I missed
say,
that.
Like, enjoy this or something?
Oh, did they really?
It was a weird tweet.
Okay.
You get him. Okay.
The Saints play at the Falcons in week one. New Orleans 3.5. Again, Falcons expected to be one of the worst teams in football. I'm trying to find, good teams that are maybe a little bit under the radar this year that can be good against teams that are going to be awful again in week one. Patriots play at Miami. Dolphins are 2.5 or 3 in this game.
Played last year to start the season. Tua was not impressive, but some turnovers did in New England late in that one.
You know, we talked to Johnny Avello last week. He said they were going to take Cleveland games off the board because they didn't know what's going to happen with Watson. Well, they posted week one. They're 3.5 at Carolina. You're telling me Deshaun Watson, if he's playing in week one, they're 3.5 at Carolina?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yes.
I don't care about their history.
Right.
3.5 would be too short.
Yep. What did I say? Yeah, they haven't won a week one game since 2004.
Yep.
Well, the other thing is, aren't they telling you he's going to be suspended? They got 2 primetime games.
That's it, yeah.
They have high expectations with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe there's a little message there under the radar, surface that you need to pick up on. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. Bengals are 6 in that game in week one. If that's going to be Mitchell Trubisky starting against the champs, I'd like to see what that total is. Joey football.
Tomlin will find a way.
But, yeah.
He always does. Doesn't matter. They'll be a game over 500 or... They'll be in the playoff mix. That's what Tomlin does.
Are you surprised by this number? The 49ers are Niners are 6.5 at Chicago. Is that a tad much? Yeah. If it's Lance?
I think it's Jimmy, though.
No, I think it's going to be 2, but I'm saying this: in the small chance that it's Trey Lance, they can't be 6.5 at Chicago.
No.
Here's the game that I want to focus on, too. Again, I want to find teams that, potential playoff teams, but not considered like the best team in the NFL taking on the bottom feeders. Philadelphia's 4 at Detroit.
Yeah, this is a replay of last year, week one, I believe.
That's exactly what I thought last night.
Yep, they destroyed Atlanta to start the season.
But also San Francisco went to the Lions and they were up like 41-8.
Yeah, they blew it. big. They won the game, but a big comeback. And right. Detroit got the money. Yes.
Yeah. My first reaction on the entire schedule was, "There's my game." Eagles can maybe, you know, people are betting this team to win the division. They had a great draft. Maybe Hurts makes that leap. Added A.J. Brown. Maybe they're really good. And who's to say the Lions aren't going to lose, you know, 13, 14 games again this year? No home field advantage here for Detroit. I thought four was a little bit light. Indy is 7.5 at Houston.
Is that your survivor pick?
Philly in week
there
one?
There you go. No, Indy. Philly or Indy, right? What are you going to go with in survivor?
Oh, boy, the Colts have laid some duds, though, over the years.
2 years ago, they got me right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly don't want the Titans against the Giants. I don't want want Mr. Therapy.
I'm actually surprised that number opened where 6.5 for the Titans.
Yeah, boy, this is tough. They're looking at it first blush with for Survivor.
I'm not taking Green Bay. They're 1.5 at Minnesota.
Good late games. Very good.
Late games. I'd say so. Yeah.
Yep.
They did
four
a good
late
job.
Games. Yes.
KC's 3 at Arizona. The Chargers are 4 at home to the Raiders, and Washington's 4 at home to Jacksonville. Maybe that's too light. Although you know what I think about Carson Wentz. You can have the guy, but who's to say Jacksonville's? And then the Sunday night game, Tampa Bay is 2. Is that right? Tampa Bay's 2.5 at Dallas, and then Denver's 4 on the road against Seattle. That Tampa Bay Dallas game is a rematch of the Thursday night game that opened up the season a year ago.
Monday night's intriguing because you also have that's the trade. I mean, Locke trying to stick it to his former team and Wilson going back to Seattle and the big reception he'll get. So, and I can't, oh boy, isn't it Judy arrested now?
I know.
In any event, high expectations for the Broncos.
I can't wait. Well, here's the whole key to the game, right? Can Pete Carroll and the Seahawks run it successfully 45 times against Denver?
Yeah.
And that'd be something if he comes out there and says, no, we're going to let Drew Locke air it out tonight.
There you go. First quarter under in that game.
Mm-hmm. Overall, though.
I would lean Saints, too. I mean, you're right. That's Atlanta. As Ross Tucker said, worst roster in the league. I have to agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see how many. I mean, it's May, so it's not like we're going to be dying to go to sportsbooks out here in Las Vegas when they open up the week one numbers and say, I got to fire a bunch of money on these games. But I just thought Philadelphia was short against Detroit, and maybe the same thing with Baltimore against the Jets, like you said earlier. And I don't want to lay it with Tennessee.
Oh, I feel good because I have Kansas City fatigue. They are sticking it to the Chiefs. Number one, you have that division you're in, but the historic start where you're playing eight teams that had a winning record last year with some tough road games in there. They go Indy and Tampa back to back, and that's after the Charger Thursday night home game.
I will say this: so if you have the fatigue, though, at least they're still sexy to watch. They're fun because of Mahomes. The Patriots get 5 primetime games. What are we doing here?
America's team. Come on.
No, they're not.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not.
Sure.
That's a lot of respect for Bill Belichick. I get it. He deserves it. But 5 primetime games?
Well, they made the playoffs.
I don't care.
Well, why not?
Oh, they can. Well, they're a drip to watch.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Oh, 5?
I think Mac will improve.
You just said you have Chiefs fatigue. The Patriots have been doing this for 25. No fatigue there?
No. Well, not with me. Not with me. No.
Quarter century.
Well, I love Belichick and Brady. So.
I love Reed Mahomes. Up next, we will hit tonight's NBA playoff games.
How about the wife, though?
Or the brother. The professional sports bettor Aaron Renning on the program. Is this team laying too many points? We'll ask him that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Here we go. Top horse racing plays from Express Bet analyst Jeff Siegel, both from Santa Anita. Fifth race, he likes the 3 Southern Horse, 2-1 odds on the morning line. And the seventh race, he likes the 6, 3-1 on top. You can bet these races and more using First Bet, the preferred horse betting app of VSEN. Bet these races and all the others on the First Bet app. Sign up today with First Bet. Use the code VEGAS1000 for an instant $10 free plus up to a $1,000 bonus. VSiN.com/horses for details. VSiN.com/horses. Joined now by Aaron Running, one of the best to do it in the NBA. Professional sports bettor joins us now. The last time we talked to you, we were surprised at the Game 3 line between Golden State and Memphis. I thought 7 was crazy, and they're being priced like the Nuggets. Well, Golden State blew them out, but look what's transpired since then. And now Memphis should have this series lead, considering they blew that last game in Golden State. They're up 55 in Game 5. I couldn't believe it. But how do you lay 8.5, though, tonight, considering what happened in the last game and how well, for whatever reason, for over 2 months now, how well Memphis has played without John Morant?
Yeah, good to be with you guys. Well, number one, I don't lay 8.5, Paulie. I'm on the, as I've mentioned, I'm on the Memphis side of the equation here. But with that said, I mean, this certainly seems the situation where it is hard to bet against Golden State. I mean, what a debacle, embarrassing performance by the Warriors. 134 points for Memphis. And going into the game, of course, that was off, the 98 points that Memphis scored without Ja. In that earlier game, and you're kind of like, well, how is Memphis going to score here? And yeah, they put up 134. Could have seemed like they could have scored more in that game. So sometimes you just can't explain things that happen. But hopefully, that's going to set up for a good bet for me in this game. I came in pretty hard under the total here tonight. I bet Monday or Tuesday's game. I bet that game hard under the total, the 101.98, never in doubt, as long as you avoid overtime there. I did bet the last game under the total as well, so I'm going to keep coming back here. I mean, obviously the series has changed, no Ja for Memphis. And, again, I've made a ton of money betting Memphis without Ja all season long. And betting under the total as well. But, yeah, on the road here, you wonder where Memphis points are going to come from. But, not only is it no Ja, but you have more Steven Adams in the game now. He's back in there. Certainly he's going to help them defensively more than anything he's going to offer from an offensive perspective. Then you have this kind of strange situation where Mike Brown has taken over as the coach for the Warriors, obviously known as this defensive specialist guy. Good luck Sacramento with that. But you would think that, the Warriors, I thought they could be one of the best defensive teams in the playoffs. I would expect that to see that here tonight. Maybe look at Memphis team total under here as well, but pretty good bet under the total.
I think Jenkins has had a bad series. I mean, it took him so long to realize the shot in the arm that Adams could give him. They killed him on the boards and the offensive glass in the last game. He was great in game four. And for whatever reason, Jones was buried on the bench too. And he had 21 points in the win. So I think you're right about the drop-off with Kerr and Brown, but I think Jenkins waited too late to play some people.
Well, it's tough because, I mean, with Memphis, you just don't know who's going to be there for you that night. I mean, it's kind of a different guy. And some guys, you know, Melton, sometimes he's on, sometimes he's off. So I think he kind of goes through this on a game-by-game basis, is which one of these bench players can I count on tonight?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then how about in the other series here, Game 6 now back in Milwaukee. They're laying a point and a half this morning here at Circa against the Boston Celtics. And the total, how do you normally, Aaron, approach betting? Because I know you said you like the under in that other game coming up tonight, but the Bucks were a dead under to begin in the playoffs, and then the numbers had to adjust, obviously, with the totals. Well, then look what happened the last two games when they came all the way down. Both games then eventually went over the total, and tonight it's hovering around 210.5, maybe a 211 out there in this total between the Bucks and the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, you know, generally in the playoffs I'll look under before I bet over, and generally I'll probably have 75-80% unders in the NBA playoffs, and generally I just go by my numbers, and sometimes you can pick things up, and here's what I'll talk about, and you can pick out in this game or this series with Milwaukee and Boston. I was a little bit surprised with the adjustment from the Bucks, really in game one, where they came out and had that tremendous ball pressure, 94 feet, 90 feet, whatever it was. I mean, they picked up Boston full court, and again, they just didn't give these guys any breathing room. And again, that, you know, that takes time off the shot clock. It makes it very difficult for Boston to get into their offense. The issue I had with that was, you know, can Milwaukee sustain that ball pressure through a 6-7-game series? It's a lot to ask of a depth-shy Milwaukee team to play that style of defense. And then really, after into game three, you could see less and less pressure from this Bucks team from a defensive perspective, that full-court ball pressure defense. And I think that's really shown with Boston, what they've been able to do offensively. First game offensive rating for Boston, 89. Second game, 118.5. That's where they were 20 of 43 from three-point land. Game three, 100 offensive rating. Game four, well, I bet that game over the total. That's when Bucks let off the gas pedal from a defensive perspective. 120 Boston offensive rating. Last game, 116 for Boston. So if this kind of continues to trend like this where Bucks don't play that full court defensive ball pressure, Boston's been able to score a lot easier.
By the way, I think in terms of who actually wins this game tonight, kind of a coin flip. I mean, the way the last two fourth quarters have gone, it's just both teams have stolen one, basically, on the other team's home court.
I mean, it's been amazing. I mean, you just, like I said, I mean, Bucks kind of let down a little bit defensively. Boston 16-19 from the field in game four. And then, yeah, the Bucks flipped the script. And, I mean, amazing comeback. And, you know, again, it's kind of the series decider here in Milwaukee. Tough from a side perspective. I mean, you know, I've said Boston's been the best team, but, you know, the Bucks have the NBA's version of Superman.
You said it in February. I think Boston's the best team in the league. They might not get out of the second round. It's crazy. How about game seven? Let's go ahead. Sorry.
No, I mean, I think these are, to me, when healthy, these are the two best teams in the NBA right now.
Yep. How about the Suns laying 6-210 in game seven? Home team is won and covered every game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is tough from a side perspective for me. I mean, you know, this is very much the situation, the spot that Phoenix had in game five, where they eventually won that game by 30. Took a punch early. They were down, 24-16, but, you know, eventually came back. I bet Dallas last night. And then, you know, that's just it. Here we are at game seven, and some of the data here, home teams in game sevens going back, 42-18 straight up, 32-28 against the spread. But the unders have been tremendous. Game sevens, NBA, unders, Pauly, 37-23.
Wow, there you go.
62%. So the unders have been very solid. Side perspective, the situation is here is for Phoenix. But with that said, Dallas, got the best player in the series, you know, plus 6 points, maybe 7 by game time. Luka hasn't been great, you know, the last 4 games, 41 of 99 from the field, 7 of 33 from three-point land, 21%. So leaving the door open for, you know, again, the best player to get hot and make this a game.
Well said.
With that said, I'm looking to play it under. I haven't played it yet. Under the total there, game 7.
How about your buddy Doc Rivers last night with the adjustments again, ER?
Oh, my God. I mean, you let Butler go off every single game. And yeah. After every game, Doc's like, well, we're fine with Butler. I mean, he's the head of the snake. You got to try to cut it off. It's pretty crazy. And we'll see if Doc ends up with the Lakers. That would be fitting. That would be a perfect fit.
Yep.
For Doc Rivers. And I'll say this, NBA title in Boston, Kevin McHale gets more credit for making that happen than Doc Rivers.
Good point. Follow him on Twitter. He is at ER Sports One. Thanks for the time. Good luck tonight, ER.
All right. Good luck this weekend. Thanks, guys. Yep.
Let me give this, Paulie, to that point about playing Steven Adams more. Back in the lineup last 2 games, offensive rating 127.7, defensive rating for the Grizz 94.4. The net rating is plus 33.5.
Oh, my God.
It's woulda, coulda, shoulda, but this team woulda, coulda, shoulda won the series.
Thorpe called that a long time ago, too.
He actually said it during the T-Wolves series.
Yeah.
And he said, "But this is who you were the entire regular season. You can't change it now that the playoffs are here."
I didn't think he should have played in the Minnesota series, but he's been awesome in the Golden State series.
Right.
It's been bizarre, right? Game 3 was 142 to 112. Then they had the 41-38 halftime fiasco, and then 134 to 95. They are 5-0 at home during the playoffs. And the last 3, the average win is 13 points per game. But I'm telling you, this is big. This is no Kerr. Paul nailed it. I mean, get well soon. I mean, good luck, Sacramento. How are you down 55 in a playoff game?
Impossible.
You're favored.
Yeah.
It's a closeout game. I mean, I couldn't believe
they
what
had
I was
zero
watching.
Answers whatsoever.
No.
I really think Memphis, they should be up 3-2 minimum in the series.
They blew this series.
They
early
did.
On. But they can
did.
Come in loosey goosey today.
Tell you
right?
what, though, again,
no one
again,
expects them to come.
Have a feel tonight, right? Maybe less Brooks, more Melton, more Jones.
Right.
Sprinkle those. More Clark. Another guy?
A lot of Adams. Give me a lot of Adams.
Yep. Updated Game 6 numbers in the NHL coming up next.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
VSEN Spring Specials here, only $59. You get everything we have to offer from now to the end of July. Next few months are going to be filled with great betting content, a lot of golf majors, daily best bets from Adam Burke in Major League Baseball. And if you want the full VSiN experience, daily best bet emails, got to have that. Every edition of Point Spread Weekly, that's a must-have. And the video stream whenever you want it, $59. Subscribe to July 31st, VSiN.com/spring. There you go. We disagree on this, but I like Milwaukee tonight. I don't know how you come back from that if you're Boston. You're up 14 with 10 minutes left, knowing that you have a strangle. You have the series, command in the series, and now you have to, your season comes down to one game.
Yeah.
They were 141-0 all time, the Celtics, when they had a 9-point lead or more entering the fourth quarter of a playoff game.
Yep.
Oh, no.
That's at home, right?
Yeah.
No, this to me, this series is not over with. I think tonight's a complete coin flip. The only way I could get involved is in play. Before the game starts, there's no way I could bet a side here in this game.
Now it looks like no Middleton. There was a chance he could.
Chance, yes. Now it looks like if they get past Boston, he can come back and play against the Heat. I have no idea on that final possession for the Celtics. Tatum's running. I'm sure you talked about this a lot yesterday. Tatum's running top of the screen. He's open at the three-point line. He's going like this. How do they? Did you see the usage rate down the stretch?
I missed that.
It was all Marcus Smart.
Oh,
and essentially, no Jalen Brown or Jason Tatum.
I didn't get that.
Guys, what is going on here?
Yeah, you can't blow that lead. Then you're up 6 with a minute 30. Holiday was a stud down the stretch.
He was so good. But you're right. The Celtics had a chance to really go off the top rope, Macho Man style in that game. They take a 3-0 lead, a 3-2 lead. But now, I mean, it's a total. I can't wait to watch it. Can't wait to watch. And I'm with you. There's no way, and I know it came down now. The Warriors opened up 8.5. How are they 8.5 right now?
Why is Memphis so good without this guy?
I think it just tells you that
how deep they are.
How deep they are, but also like Morant's amazing. but how often he has the ball in his hands doesn't exactly free everybody else up to be who they are. And this is, you know, they can be a little bit more freewheeling out there.
Yeah, well, that was Memphis.
Play loosey-goosey.
That was the team that we saw for much of the season without him, what they did in the last game. I mean, look at the balance and look what the others did. Jones, who hardly played, going back, 21 points. Jackson was great, 21. Bain, 21. Killed him on the glass. Adams was plus 32. Clark, I know you want more Melton. You know, Anderson, pretty decent player. Make your free throws, please. But, man, go look at the last two games and say you're an 8.5-point favorite?
Yep.
Memphis blew that game 4.
I'll tell you another thing. They're the
double digits in the second half.
On the other side, well, I think at this point, too, the Warriors certainly are missing Gary Payton. Right? That injury's hurting.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I hate to do this because the guy's coming off of like 3 years of injuries and nobody wants to say it.
Oh, you have to say it. It's unfortunate.
It sucks. Clay Thompson's been horrible.
I don't know if he'll ever be the same guy.
Yep.
It's the defense too.
That's the biggest part, I think.
Right. Can't move like he once did.
Mm-hmm.
I know. All right. What do you think tonight? It delivered last night. We have 3 Game 7 Saturday. Does someone force a Game 7 here? I mean, I'm with Mike Palm. We were talking about this yesterday. You want to talk about getting up off the mat. What does Washington have left? You look like you're going up 3-1.
Oh, that's I had
to. You give up
to.
A late goal, so did I. And then they lose in overtime, and then you're up 3-0?
3-0.
Bam, just like that, it's gone. And you lose that, and you can't even cover the puck
again,
line.
That price before that last game, I got Washington plus 205, like maybe an hour before they dropped the puck.
Jesus.
And you're up 3-0 in the game, and then before you can blink, it's 3-2. Oh, 3-3. Oh, you're down 4-3. Oh, there's another one right in your eye.
8 straight first periods have gone under now.
Okay, so that's how do you want to approach this now, right? Yeah. Because as here we are now, Game 6s, Game 7s coming up. It's going to be a little bit tighter maybe out of the gates.
Every other day with travel.
Sure.
Should factor in.
I'm sure you can find 2s across the board on this Washington and Florida game, or where we broadcast from every single day, circa. They have 1.5. The under is plus 155. But it is Florida again. But I would say that they've had like 2 games where it's been like the regular season Florida and not the.
Well, I'm done.
That's it.
I am done betting unders. I can't do it. I just
first period or for the game?
Games.
Oh, games, forget about
it. They explode.
Paul, you can't. And by the way, you can't even bet in play unders.
Yeah, I'm well aware. That is also. Can't do that either. The Carolina game, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, well, are you kidding? I mean, it's scoreless in the second period. Yeah. It's 2-0 in the third. It's right. I mean, who Jeff Davis is right. And the goalie's coming out with 8 minutes. And the other team's scoring too.
Well,
and then they come back and they say, oh, well, we'll pull the goalie again.
I'll tell you another angle too. And it's top of mind because it happened 2 nights ago in the Calgary-Dallas game. It's 1-0 Dallas. Calgary scores, I think, to begin the third period to make it 1-1. That total was then 3.5 plus money. And the thought is, well, if either one of these teams can get a goal here and it doesn't go to overtime tied at 1 apiece, the other team's going to yank their goalie with at least a couple minutes left.
He almost got me, too. I was under 4.5 in play in that one.
Right, so
Ottinger's been so good.
He's been awesome.
Calgary, great third period in the last game, and they were awesome in Game 4 in Dallas. So they're $1.60 on the road, 5.5. Give me the game under. Absolutely. But I know it's an elimination game. That's the one. This is the one, though. This is the one series that's gone under. The one was the fluke. They scored the empty net goal with a second left. This has been the one. This has been playoff hockey from
the
get-go.
Okay, so having said what you just said, though,
this is the
about
one
betting
under.
Unders, this is the one where you're okay with it.
Yes.
But under is minus 140.
Yep. And this is also the one with the first period under, too.
It's minus 130 here at Circa on the under 1.5 in the first period.
But we'll see if Calgary can take them out. I mean, it's a lot to lay, $1.60 on the road here. And the Ranger, this is just a kooky series. I mean, I got Shesterkin in now. He's one of the finalists for the MVP. But between his play, giving up juicy rebounds, fighting the puck, they're favored on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as bad as this guy has played, and Davis is right, a lot of them weren't his fault. Deflections and bad defense, and Gallant's right. Who also ripped him? I think it was Barry Melrose calling him soft. They have been. But their season is over. And then Crosby gets hurt. And I hope it's not a concussion. But if it's a concussion, we're not going to see him for a long time.
Well, if he doesn't play tonight, and
he's not playing the rest of the series if it's a concussion.
Yeah, consider who's in goal here.
Well, sure.
I mean, the Rangers should be live to still win this series.
I can't believe they're favored. They were body bagged in both road games. 125-6 the total.
Well, I still think Shesterkin, and this is, again, going back to who he was for the entire regular season, he can find that form for one or two games here. And
well,
he was
great in game one.
Yeah, right.
What do you have, 70 saves, 79 saves?
In that triple overtime.
Played well in game
behemoth,
two.
Yeah.
How large is this? How big is this? The game one debacle. I mean, they win the game. They called the goalie interference.
I would agree.
But I can't believe they're favored. So, and then game sevens, I get 25-2, third period overrun, by the way. I'm going to go with the home team in Carolina. I thought they'd win yesterday, but great job by Boston. They were fantastic. But the home team's won every game in this Carolina series. Third period's gone over 6-0 in every game. I'll take Carolina.
$1.27 range
there.
Leafs Lightning in Toronto. I mean, you want to talk about must-watch TV. This is it. This is the game tomorrow night. They're $1.23 in that neighborhood, Toronto at home.
So wear your Toronto jersey. Wear your Toronto jacket if they win. But I just, this is to me where history matters. It's an old hat for the Lightning. You do this all the time. You're going for a three-peat. Been there, done that against the organization that hasn't won since 2004. Oh, by the way, they've lost 9 straight playoff games with a chance to clinch and outscored 38-20. And I know Rob Pozzola tweeted it out. The Maple Leafs, like, I went back and punished myself and watched overtime again. Yeah. Vasilevsky was so good.
It was an amazing game. The overtime was even better.
The 5-on-3 business, and you have the lead in the third period. It's just, that's been Toronto here. Just the Boston series. Just blowing series and can't win the close one. And I already have them on a series price, but I think Tampa wins again.
Yeah. So we each have them, Tampa Bay, to win the series. I got -110 after the series was tied at 1-1, and I'll tell you how I'm going to approach this. I'm not doing anything before the game starts. But what I will do is if Tampa Bay gets out to an early, let's say 2-0 lead, I at that point will be interested in looking at Toronto in play to come back and win the game. Maybe hedge off a little bit that way because I don't think a 2-0 lead in this series means anything. We saw it again last night.
Yeah, I like the props in that Ranger game. Second period to have more goals than the first period. Third period to have more goals than the first period. I like those props there with the Ranger game.
I'll say this too about what Jeff Davis said from Circa last hour. Right now with this price, the Oilers at home game 7, Mike Smith in net, they're -207, 205, 210 in that range.
There's a 225 on it. Was that DraftKings,
guys? Is
that
right? Okay.
There was a 225 on the screen.
Here's what I'm hoping for. I hope like public players will be putting, I don't know if this is going to happen or not because it's the NHL, but if they include the Oilers like on a zillion different parlays, that will help drive the number up maybe a little bit. And then the Kings can be around 2-1 on this game to win. I think that L.A. to win game 7 at 2-1 in that neighborhood would be worth a bet to me.
Remember, they had that 21-0 stretch? The first goal is enormous. Edmonton was money when they scored first for so long.
Mm-hmm.
The first goal in that game Saturday night is enormous. Huge.
All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We will get into today's Major League Baseball card coming up next. One of the best teams against lefties will indeed face one today on the bump. We'll tell you which team that is. And can I give you a team that in their last 7 games, a run has been scored in the first inning? That's coming up here on VSiN. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Sports Betting Network.
Ben Hayes is one of the lead cappers over at Winners and Winers. He's had a great career with his MLB picks, and he's hitting 61% this year. And he puts the work in today. There's a side he loves. You can text VSiN and get the play 320-350-3500. Ben's got an MLB play today. Text VSiN 320-350-3500. Winners and Winers.
Major League Baseball, today's card. Reds are getting hot, man.
Oh, here we go.
They're getting hot. They're actually a little plus money today against Mitch Keller and the Pirates. I will have a play in this game coming up later on during in-pocket plays.
All right, I was thinking over for the game.
It's eight.
I don't get the eight. Right.
Yeah.
Well, you look at both ERAs and the numbers of the pitchers with Molly against Keller. Molly was good last time out, but that's I'd go over the – I like the over on that one.
Okay.
I like the under – and the Burns-Lopez matchup. Your guy Lopez, 6.5 is a total. Brewers a small road favorite, $1.30. All four Burns starts have gone under. Lopez is number two for pitchers in ROI. He's 5-1. They're 5-1 when he's on the mound. And he's plus 365, up three units and change too. So I don't think you'll see Ryan. And plus, they can't hit for Burns anyways.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
What's happened?
Keep in mind that Lopez, I pointed this out, I don't know, 100 times going back to the last couple of years. He has been so good with the first five unders. The problem is now today, Paul, not only is it three for the first five total, it's minus 115 now. So they have moved it from four. This is not this game. I'm talking about like Lopez now over the years. From like a lot of fours to 3.5 to now three for the first five, and the under is favored. I can't get behind playing under three for the first five.
Yeah. A boot and a blast, you're done.
That's it.
That's
right.
How are the Tigers laying this? 9-23, second worst record in baseball. Rodriguez is $1.40. This is an arena endorsement, but I'll tell you, the Orioles aren't bad. They're 14-18.
No, they are. They're pesky.
They're fighting. They
are absolutely
pesky.
Are.
And Rodriguez, five of his six starts have gone over. That's too high. Look at the plus price with the Orioles and ride a streak. Bet on streaks. Here come the Astros, 10 in a row, and it's Valdez against Gray in the Nationals. He's only $1.45.
Well, plus,
five of his six starts have gone under. 10 in a row. Red hot Astros on the road, and they continue this road trip. I think they win again.
Are you considering a little maybe on the run line as well with Houston in this game?
Well, plus.
On the road,
yeah.
They're going to get nine full at bats then.
Yeah.
So they'll bat in the top of the ninth. Total is eight, by the way. Valdez has been shaky at times, but and you might want to get behind this right away because I do see it much higher than that at some spots. If you can find 145. That would have to be the bet. And dare I say, Jordan Lyles, going back to the Orioles here, has been, like, okay, which I think has been a pleasant surprise for this team. Numbers are not going to, like, they're not eye-popping by any stretch. But overall in the year, it's not like he's been a dumpster fire either. So, you got to like to see that after 32 games and they have 14 wins so far. I'll give you one.
Baseball's different, I understand. But right now, I'm my first look is at the favorites. And if you're strictly a dog player, I think that's bizarre where you're going to throw out favorites. And
oh, no, you got to look at both sides.
Yeah, I understand. You're right. But, yeah. I mean, I'll give you an example. Velasquez against Cole. The Yankees have won 6-7 against the White Sox, but the best record in baseball? They're finding a way every night. I'll beat you 13-10. I'll beat you 2-1. I don't care.
Okay.
23-8. I got Cole going. Still something wrong with the White Sox. Bizarre game last night, but Cole against Velasquez. I got the Yankees $1.50, $1.60 on the road. They're winning every night.
So that was another game that I actually was going in and out of last night because so much was happening. But I watched it because Cease was on the mound, right? Did you see what happened with Cease last night?
Stanton went deep early, and then I just I look up, and it's like 13-7.
He had one of the most, I don't even know how this is possible, but so Stanton went deep twice. Cease went four innings, so he got 12 outs. He had 11 strikeouts.
You're kidding.
No, I think the first nine were strikeouts.
Verducci yesterday on the show says he can win a Cy Young. Can win a Cy Young.
I'm not so sure about that one. Well, but he gave up, you know, six earned runs, a couple of home runs. So it was feast or famine for him the entire game. They scored 15 last night. It was Judge and Stanton doing a lot of the damage and long, you know. But that's who they are and what they do now. And they are, as long as they stay healthy, they're a machine right now. And I'll give you
I'm ready to call that division too. Too good. Injuries could be coming, I know. But it's the pitching though, Mitch. You can survive injuries with that lineup. The pitching's been doing it though. I can't believe this.
Cortez might be the best pitcher they have.
Yes. Yes.
And if Cole can, you know, he's been pretty good lately. I mean, that's going to be a hell of a 1-2 combo right there. So I believe the Braves are taking money on the overnight. It's Max Fried against Yu Darvish. I'm looking at Fried up to $1.51 on the take back. Darvish in the plus 135, maybe plus 138-ish territory. Padres on the year, 9-3 versus lefties, plus $641 on the money line if you're betting $100 every single game, plus 38.5% on the money line ROI. They are 6th in OPS, 6th in on base, and 7th in slugging against lefties, plus 2nd in home runs, 14th in Ks while being 12th in at-bats. So pretty solid numbers for the Padres against lefties and catching that plus number. I would have to look at San Diego and Darvish maybe for the first five in this game.
Biggest favorite on the board, Kershaw and the Dodgers at home to Gibson. Dodgers minus 220. Second biggest favorite, Scherzer, who finally lost his first loss since, May 30th of last year.
Yeah.
But he's 210 against the Mariners, who are reeling and are now four games under 500. Yikes. Yep. Tough schedule coming up, too.
And I need to thank a viewer of the program for sending this in multiple times now this week. Did you realize, Paulie, that in Cubs games, they're on a seven-game streak where there has been a run in the first inning, either by the Cubs or their opponent? And on the season, it's been very strong as well. But now it's kind of out of the bag, and Smiley goes against Davies tonight, so you got to lay minus 120 for a yes on the Cubs to score, either team to score in the first inning there. Phillies Dodgers tonight. You mentioned that.
Yeah, Phillies got them last night.
That was that was a blowout. It was 6-1.
Yep.
And then it's like 7-7. And the Phillies got two in the ninth to win 9-7. And that would have been a rough one to blow with Wheeler on the mound last night. But they got an early home run from Bryce Harper and nice win early on for the Phillies in that series. Anything else that you like today?
Webb and the Giants. Eileen Webb and the Giants against Hicks. Cardinals lost that series at home to Baltimore.
They did.
Yes. Yep. Good fight. Are you watching that new show? Speaking of Baltimore on HBO, We Own the City?
I've not picked it up
yet. David Simon, same guy who did The Wire.
Yep.
That,
have you saw
it? It's okay.
It's okay so far?
Yeah. Good actors, good performances. But
now, from what I understand,
it's only six episodes. They're done with three.
Is it some carryovers from The Wire on the show as well, or no?
I think there's a couple, yeah. A
couple guys are in it? Okay. A couple of actors? No.
I don't know,
haven't started yet.
These playoff games go until 10 at night. I don't know where I am. I don't know what day it is. I don't know what the... what the hell's going on?
No, I know. It's like Aaron Rennie said, what day is it again today?
Yes.
I have no idea. I am surprised the Reds-Pirates total is only 8.
Mm-hmm.
Molly on the year, 6.46 with the ERA, but I think it's more Mitch Keller, the guy that I want to fade in this contest, going for the Pirates. 28 innings so far, 7.71 Ks per 9, no good, 3.21 walks per 9, that's high. The ERA, 6.11. The FIP and XFIP, slightly better, but nothing to write home about. 4.45 and 4.15. So the red sticks are actually, that lineup now that they're getting guys back, not bad.
I'll tell you, a big series is Toronto and Tampa. Come on, Toronto. You're only a couple games over 500. Let's go.
Yeah, but this is going to be a tough one to get it going against
here. I know, but it could be under 500 when we come in next week.
Well, this is potentially a really awful week for the Blue Jays. Look at that. They've lost four straight, including the last two against Cleveland. They're talking about three right now on the road against Tampa. They do get Seattle and Cincinnati at home next week. But then after that, road trip at St. Louis, at the Angels for four, come back home for the White Sox to close out May. The Guardians took 3 out of 4 against them on the road. Yuck. 17-15. The good news is they have one of the American League Cy Young favorites going today now, Kevin Gausman, who has just been as good as it gets. Striking out a ton of guys, allowing essentially nothing. And you can do that to the Rays, too.
Who knows? Maybe we're not that far off from the Brewers, Astros, and Yankees. There's some having big leads in the divisions. That could happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, the Mets are already Mets are already 2-10 favorite now to win the division.
But maybe the Angels are good enough to hang around for a long time.
That's possible. That's possible. Yes.
I don't know who's going to. Which other team is it going to be in the National League Central? Cardinals?
It appears they're a 500 team.
But yeah, that's what I kind of think, too. Like, yeah, right around there.
Yep.
And who was the other team? Yankees, Brewers. Oh, you mentioned Astros. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. I think we've touched on pretty much everything so far today. A little Major League Baseball there, NBA, NHL, the NFL schedule release last night as well. Up next, that's the path we're going to go down. As professional gambler, David Baker is going to join the program. Has a couple of bracelets in the World Series of Poker, but also won the Las Vegas Super Contest at the Westgate a couple of years ago. Football betting contest out here. Champion of that. We're only in May, but which teams will he be bullish on this year? And does anything stick out? Maybe in week one with the point spreads that were released yesterday, games of the year. We'll ask David Baker that coming up next.
Meet Carl.
Sup?
Ever since he was a little boy, Carl dreamed of being baseball's greatest outfielder. There was only one problem. Carl, you can play to win with BetRivers.com, featuring award-winning customer service,
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.